But here's what I want you to see. That's why you want to understand faith, because doubt can't win over faith when you operate in faith. Doubt have to talk you out of the Word, talk you into disagreeing with the Word, talk you into not trusting God, talk you into not acting on the Word of God. If you believe God and act on that Word, you always win. Can't nothing stop the Word, because the one that produces doubt has been defeated, and his name is called Satan, the devil. He come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He tried to talk you out of it. Are you hearing me now? Try to talk you out of it. See, once you understand that what Jesus did, are y'all listening? What Jesus did for you, what happened to you in the new birth, qualified you for everything. There's nothing in the kingdom of God you didn't qualify for. You've been qualified at the beginning. You've been made the righteous of God. You have a right to it. You have a right to believe God. You have a right to trust God. You have a right to act on His word. You got a right to talk to Him. You got a right to go to the throne of grace anytime you want to. And the enemy try to bring guilt trips on you and make you not trust God. You may talk, but God won't hear you. How many times we been there? Why would He tell me to come boldly to the throne of grace and won't talk to me? That's doubt and unbelief. That's where the fight comes in. I'm not going to give up because I'm feeling bad. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, because faith speaks the word. Faith do not talk about the feeling. Faith speaks the word. And faith hold fast to what it said. And do not let pressure back you down. Now, if you're hurting real bad, you need to get some help and some medicine, fine, go ahead and do it. But don't back off your faith. Because sometimes you can run into a situation where the pain is real severe. Do what you got to do, but don't back off the word, say it ain't working. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. This is the last one. I thought I would get through all these. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 4. Can you pull that up? Let's close with this one. 1 John 5 and 4. For whatsoever is born of God, do you hear that? Now look, whatsoever, you can say whosoever. Whatsoever is born of God, what? Overcometh who? Who's in the world? Who's in the world? The devil, sickness, disease, trouble, disasters, destruction, flesh, huh? What did it say? Who for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. I don't know why it changed on me. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Can't you see it? This is what all this stuff is going on. And we know what's good. We hear, we see in the news, we hear about it. This is our house. Come on. Some of the stuff we have to deal with, we having to deal with. But he said, this is the victory. If I know what the victory is, why will I walk away from the victory? Don't you want victory? He said, this is the victory. This, where is the victory? And this is the victory that overcomes all this stuff, even our faith. Even our faith. And so he told how to get it, how to grow it, how to develop, how to use it. And what fight to be in, we're not to fight the devil because he's already been whipped. We're to fight the good fight of faith. That doubt and unbelief is trying to get your faith, trying to tell you that you don't qualify. But you will, listen in closing, you and I, we were qualified for all that is in the kingdom of God the minute we were born again. But what you and I have to do is get in his word and learn what's ours. But you know there's some stuff out there belongs to you right now and you don't even know it. Well, how are you gonna find out? Somebody bring you some knowledge of it. Amen. And when they tell you, then you can go get it. But as long as you don't know about it, you just sit there and do like you've been doing. Hello? Healing belongs to us. Peace belongs to us. Joy belongs to us. That it's yours. Strength belongs to you. That belongs to you. It's yours. It's been already bought and paid for, laid up for you in heaven. We'll get a chance to look at that the next time. It's yours. And a lot of times we find ourselves fooling with stuff that do not even belong to us. Strife don't belong to you. Disobedience don't belong to you. Confusion don't belong to you. Why is Satan bringing it up in the family? Why does he try to bring it up among people? On the job, in the church, anywhere he can. Why? Because he knows once discord is spread, you're not going anywhere. But when you know what belongs to you, and you reach it, you take it by faith, can't nobody stop you, then the rest of the folks, if they want to live that way, praise God, to their demise. But to you, you have the victory. Hello, somebody. Hello? So walk by faith. Understand your faith and walk in it. Amen. Amen. All right, ushers.